Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great lifestyle show for you tonight. And I do mean fantastic. We got some great old school in our featured artists for tonight. It's Luther Vandross, Chaka Khan, my favorite artist, Lyra, and we even have some Bobby Womack, some Freddie Jackson. So you could tell we're going old school. Now we're going to mix it a little bit because we got Doja Cat, Need to Know. You know, we kind of threw something new in there. But we got some tracks from our jazz show that we added in. So we're going to really mix it up. The subtitle for the show tonight The Donis McClure Show Live. We are the captain of our future. So I want you to think about that. The life we live is our destiny. We are the captain of our future. So we're going to be talking about that at 7:45. But in the meantime, if you'd like to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you are in a hole in the ground, you could get the show. You could be in Egypt, even in heaven. You could get my show. All right, we're going to get it started. Bobby Womack, and it's called The Facts of Life. He'll be there when the sun goes down. This is for you ladies that's got to know that your man will be there. We'll talk about that later.
Ask, I said, Bobby, why do you always talk before you sing? You know, like I notice in most of your songs, you always have something to say. The people that talk usually, I think that you should have something to say, or you shouldn't talk just to be talking. But I feel that every time I got something to say, I almost say it. Because maybe it might help you on your merry way. Like I'm an entertainer, I'm in show business, and I like to speak for all people that are in show business. A lot of people don't understand. They look at us different, but there's no difference. We need the same thing that you need. It's simple, like, just say if you were away from home. You know what I mean? And you make home, or you try, or you make an attempt to make home where it was, you know what I mean? Where it is. So like a few days ago, I was in Chicago, and after the show, I had previously had seen this young lady sitting backstage, and she was seemed like she had a whole lot of time on her hands. I didn't know. So after the show, I was a little lonely, and I didn't want to go back to the hotel by myself, and I had been feeling her vibe all through the whole night. So I said, hey, baby, what are you doing after the show? She said, oh, I ain't doing nothing. I do a dig. Like, I'm at the Holiday Inn in room 234. Why don't you stop by and have a drink? She said, oh, you don't want to buy me no drink. You can buy me a drink right here. So you just want to get me up in your room. You know, and so many times, this is said to entertainers, and it makes them feel so bad. You know what I mean? Because, like, I've always been the kind of person, if that was the case, I would tell you, yes, I want you in my room. The only reason you would be hanging around is because you would want to be there anyway, or waiting on the opportunity, if that was the case. You know what I mean? So what people got to learn to start doing is, don't be jabbing yourself. You can't fool yourself. You know what I mean? I'm just going, if I want water, I'm going to ask for water. I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? But the whole thing and all of this is just that, you know, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I mean, even if I wanted to stay, my job won't permit me to. You know what I mean? It gets real technical. It gets down in the contract, agents, people like that, you know? And it's all about money. Man, see. But with me, it's all about feeling. I don't want to get you involved. I don't want to mess up your life. If you got something going, like, hey, keep a man. It's cool to have a man from 9 to 5. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like, say, don't get hung up on me. Because tomorrow I might be going on down. It's cool if you can handle it. If you got a good man, remember one thing. Oh, he'll be there. When your sun go down, and I'll be somewhere running down that same old line in another town. I thought I'd let you know where I'm coming from. I don't really mean you no wrong, but I gotta keep moving on. Gotta keep moving on. And he'll be there when your lights go down. So why chase me up and down the road? And then your man, you know that you should be with him. Oh, I can't help, we can't help what we feel inside, baby. Wanna let it out, but we all hung up on pride. But oh, pride can't fulfill the need inside. Come and get it, go on home, but leave it outside. Telling you like it is, when the sun go down, you ain't always be sweet 16. So while you still can't look away, find you somebody that's gonna really mean you some good. Don't get me wrong, I fall in love like any other man do, but I gotta keep moving from place to place, and in my heart, I might just wanna be with you. I have to get it where I can.
And that was Bobby Womack. You know, why are we echoing? I got to try it. That's deep. Let me see if I can turn some things down. Because we are echoing. How about that? That seems to be a lot better. If I turned it down. All the way down. All right, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and that was Bobby Womack. Facts of Life. And that's something else, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track while I check on these microphones. I know why they're echoing. But I'm going to play Lyra, one of my favorite artists. It's called Feel Good.
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue. I won't waste time on things I cannot change. I'm gonna live this day as best.
And that was Lyra. And you're listening to Feel Good. You know, like I said, we're going to be talking about we are the captain of our future. And the life we live is our destiny. We are the captains of our future because no matter what happens, good or bad, a lot of it's based on our decisions. And we're going to be talking about that at 7:45. It's 7:19. Time is moving fast. We got some old school. We got some new school. We got some elementary, some junior high, some middle, some college. I always laugh when they say old school. So I'm like, what old school? But I know what they mean. I know what they mean. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're going to jump to this track by Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. That's a bad track, man. Chaka's bad. Chicago girl. So let's get it on. Like Pop and the Corn. And I know that's corny.
Got your head put to bed. That's the way.
Oh, man. Did you suck a cow screaming at that? And nobody make me feel this way. Whoa, man. I guess when you feel it, I guess you feel it. You got to shout it out. Like one of my favorite songs I'm going to play by Nancy Wilson. And I know my producer said, Dom, when are you going to let that song go, man? I can't, man, because she big, man. Somebody must have got her. She realized she made a mistake. And she said, take me back. Oh, man. That's deep. Hey, we're going to get to this track that I love to play. Then we got some more tracks. 7:25. And we're going to take a quick break after this one. But this is my guy, man. Babyface. Where will you go? I guess that's what he was asked to Shaka before she left. And then she said, I got to come back. All right.
And you were so unsure and so afraid.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. Let's take a quick break, and when I come back, it's 7:31, and we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Rather have bad times with you than to have good times with someone else. Figure that one out. But that's what he said.
I thought some time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd I'd rather have the one who holds my heart in me. Ooh, my heart.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? Oh,
thank you. there's no one else above you.
That was Bobby Womack. We're going to take a quick break, but when I come back, we're going to be talking about our subject a little bit. Once you gain control, you are the captain of your future.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life. to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and we're on air. You're listening to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. All right, we're talking tonight about you are the captain of your future. The new day starts, and you rush to do all the things you desire. Sometimes you wake up later than you should, and you rush time to make up for the missing hours. And while in this state of confusion, you wonder what could have happened, or what would have happened, or if the clock went off that you forgot to set. Things seem different while your day moves hour by hour, and you feel like you've lost track of time. But once you gain control, that time you missed might have been a few needed moments to regroup, because you burn the candle at both ends, sometimes with work for the project you needed to get a handle on, or the pleasure of the evening that gave you such satisfaction you were willing to forego a few moments of sleep to enjoy the moment, maybe on the phone, or maybe in person, or listening to some music that gave you memories and pleasure. Now, as you think in a more calm state, you realize you are the captain of your future, and the last decisions you made willingly or unnoticed are part of your maiden voyage. You can remember in essence the joy you felt, or it will be a less traveled road doing another day. So that choice is yours. You truly are the captain of your future. And as long as you keep that in mind, as long as you hold tight to that one thought, find yourself feeling like you are still in control of your life and you still have a chance to make it what you feel it needs to be. So I want you to think about that. We're going to jump to this track by Doja Cat, Need to Know. It's on our new playlist.
Wanna know what it's like? Baby, tell me what it's like. I don't want to fight no fucking me better. Itching for me like an ugly sweater. Need it in me like a chucking each other. I need to know. Wanna know what's like? Baby, show me what's like. I don't really got no type. I just wanna fuck all night. Yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa, oh, oh. Baby, I need to know. Like an Alakazam, yeah. I heard from a friend of a friend that dick was a 10 out of 10.
I can't stand it, just one night, man.
Drink, put the drink, give me a sip. Tell me what you can't, give me the dick.
Please grab me, stop me, bite me.
Wait, I can take it, give a fuck about what your wife is saying. Wanna know what it's like? Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no type. I just wanna fuck all night, yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa. Oh.
When you're all but I ain't hearing you know.
Vandross, and that's one of our featured artists for tonight. Secret Love. You see, she broke his heart because she knew in the beginning she wasn't gonna do right. Well, my board is lighting up with blue lights, and it looks like the ladies are calling saying, "Dar, what you talking about?" He knew what he was getting when he started. Oh, man. I feel sorry for you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Hey, more and more people are tuning in, and I'm glad of that. We got a great show going on for you. Tonight, we're featuring Lyra, which we're going to get to a couple of her tracks. And we're featuring Luther Vandross. So hold on tight. We got another Vandross track coming. Then we're going to jump to our girl Lyra, the African princess that's knocking the recording industry off its feet. So let's go with Luther. There's nothing better than love. Not the secret love, but the love. Oh, man.
I had to get out of there. Too many people downstairs.
I know.
You see that? Oh. That's why I came up here. See, this is nice.
Peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm anxious to get home.
So am I.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away. Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time.
Whenever you love, there's nothing better.
My producer said, Don, the ladies do write sometimes. I say, oh, yeah, right. They do, they do, they do. I'm telling you what the music says. I don't write the script. I don't write the song. Oh, man. So better protest those songwriters. All right, before we get to our tracks for Lyra, it's 8:07. And we pulled a couple of tracks from our jazz show for the ones who didn't get to hear it. So, you know, I got to play one of my favorite songs by Nancy Wilson. It's called Can I Have One More Try to Do Right? But like I said, I didn't write that. That's something she said. She knew she messed up. So, anyway, my board is lighting up more and more with blue lights. I think there was a ladies calling in. Dad, you know you're not right. Started fading to blue. I told you that. At the end, she'd be screaming, "One more! One more!" Oh, okay, all right. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and more Chicago people are tuning in, and that's a great thing. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Lyra. It's called Believer, and that's my girl there, man. Lyra can cut. So take a listen to this, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And don't forget, you are the captain of your future. The life you live is your destiny, and you are the captain of your future. We're going to talk about that later on.
Our star love brings us.
And that was Lyra, Believer, and she believes with all her heart. This is the most requested track from our jazz session. And as I said the other night, TJ Spraggins, young lady of today, she's singing the track at her jazz sessions. But it was done by Big Maybelle. And yes, that's her name, Big Maybelle. It's called Candy. And she cut it up when she did it. And a lot of people tried to sing it, and they did a good job. But she cut it up. So let's go back in the day. Old jazz. Somebody that some of you never heard of. Big Maybelle. That was a big woman. And she could cut. She said, Candy. I like my man, Candy.
Candy. Why I call my sugar candy. I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding candy. My candy's always handy, just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 candy. He's gonna be just dandy. Day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yes, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine. When I wasn't made
more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be any kind of gal. I'm trying to be somebody you can love, trust, and understand. Yeah. A part of you that no one else could see. I just gotta hear, to hear you say it's all right. Yeah. Your little loved one gone. I love you, babe. I love you, babe. More than you'll ever know.
Oh, man. More than you'll ever know. Ooh, right. Hey, and I got some texts. People say they never heard Candy. Oh, yeah, Candy. Candy. You're my sugar candy. Please don't sing, Don. Candy. Hey, let me play one more of these crying tracks. I got to play one more, man. But this is where, this is a good one. I played this on the jazz show. the jazz show the other day. Cry me a river. Now, this is where the ladies are telling the guys, hey, you didn't know I'd do right. Now you're coming back. Well, go cry me a river, a Mississippi river. That's a deep river, man. A Mississippi river. You know, the Mississippi runs a long way, man. That track when she was singing it, she was live. I cried a river over you, or cry one over me. Nah, you're no good. Oh, my producer's like got tears in his eyes. He said, Don, you know, something wrong with you, man. Hey, I got a request for the people that didn't hear the show earlier. They asked me if I could play Freddie Jackson. So I said, oh, well, let me throw it in. But you got to learn to tune in early. So this is for you, the latecomers. No, I'm just kidding. Anytime you tune in, I'm thankful.
Straight to that room. Oh,
We're back. I didn't know we had an open mic. You know, I had a little mirror in front of me, and I was like, tonight, oh, time's sake. Oh, man. My priest is on the Skype. He just stuck his fingers in his ear. He said, Don, just come to church, man, because you can't sing. Well, thanks a lot for the encouragement. Hey, excuse me, the other night I played a track by Nancy Wilson. It is called I Was Telling Him About You. And I got a few emails, and they were saying I need to play it again because their boyfriends thought the guy they was dancing with meant something to them. And the song says he didn't mean anything. She was actually in his ear telling him all about the guy she loves. So the lady said, Don, could you play that so they'll know I wasn't fooling around? I said, yeah, right. But I'll play it. So I got to play this from our jazz track. And then after that, I got to play our featured artist named Lyra, and she's got a bad track called Soul in Mind. But let's get to this track. I was telling him all about you. Yeah,
so romantic. But my darling, I swear. when you pass by. Caught my eye.
Now, lady, let me ask you the question. Okay, she's in his arms, right? All hugged up. Now, imagine your mind dancing with his friend, all hugged up. She's looking in his eyes, googly. And you want, the guy wants you to believe that he's telling her all about you. She said, I know you find it hard to believe, but I was telling him all about you. Now imagine she got on this tight red skirt, short shorts, looking good, red lipstick, and he's telling her all about you. It could happen. It could have been real. See, I just wanted to see what y'all think. But actually, that's what she was telling the guy, all about her man. So for you ladies, stop being so jank. Like she said, things don't always appear like they look, but they do look funny. But anyway, don't be jank. I'm going to play this track. I'm going to play this track by Luther Vandross, one of our featured artists tonight, before I get in trouble. This is one of them tracks. He's saying, hey, I'd rather have good times with you. I mean, bad times with you. I mean, some kind of time with you than somebody else.
I thought your time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm. Oh, and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not important with our connection, built on lies, on lies. So I'm here 'cause I found this one thing is true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, who holds my heart. I can't
Now you see, ladies, he realized he made a mistake. He thought somebody could replace him, but she couldn't. So he stuck it out, and now he's crying, asking you to take him back. So give him a break, ladies. God, dog. Take him back, because I'm tired of him crying on my front porch. Okay. I didn't mean to talk about my producer like that. Let me play Lyra.
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face.
Well, I thought I'd play feel good, so you feel good, because that's what you have to do. You know, we've all had some rocky moments, but we just got to try to get through them. So as I said, the show title tonight, you are the captain of your future. The new day starts, and the rush to do all the things you desire. Sometimes you mess up, but don't worry, it ain't the end. All right, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Bobby Womack's going to take us out, saying, I can't understand it. And I always thought he was saying, I can't understand it. But he's saying, I can understand it. I can understand it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Be safe.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? If I love